Two Northwood state senators from different political parties saw different things in the speech. Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst said there were some points he thought would work for both parties.
I think there's a couple things that he brought up that I think we're going to see some bipartisan agreement. He talked about expanding broadband, for example, which has really been important in the Northwoods. Certainly in favor of that. And he's talking about a middle-class tax cut. We are preparing a bill to do exactly that here, and I hope we're going to have a bill on Governor Evers' desk here in the next month.
But Tiffany also felt there were some points that were non-starters for Republicans, namely trying to change a Wisconsin economy that Tiffany says is surging, including people's wages.
To me, that's the most important statistic that I see about the success that we're having here in Wisconsin is people's wages are rising. So a lot of good things happening there. So if he's going to reverse course and he wants to go back to like the Doyle days with tax increases, more regulations, stuff like that, then he's going to meet some stiff resistance in the legislature because the economy is doing very well. The best thing he could do is keep his hands off the economy at this point.
Democrat Janet Bewley of the Ashland area, whose district includes parts of Vilas and Price counties, says Evers set a course, as he said, from the campaign.
Well, I think that it is extremely reassuring to know that the governor is going to do exactly what he said when he was campaigning. He made it very clear what his priorities were, and people voted for him. So now he's going to follow through and do the very things that he said.
Bewley says Evers' pledge to fund local schools is important.
If we can fund education appropriately from state resources, from general purpose revenue, and get the tax contributions from corporations in a reasonable and fair way, we're going to be able to fund our schools.
The governor says he wants the legislature to take up his version of the state's two-year budget rather than creating their own. Ken Krall, WXPR News.